Okay, Casey, it's a top day on August 3rd, 2014. The sixth chapter of Aryadeva. So, we'll try. Yeah, it's recording.
Okay. And when is he starting? Now can we come in? Can you start?
Yeah, I think it's already started.
When did we start?
Okay, so we'll start with the prayer here up on the top. The top verse, we'll say that. Three times. I go for refuge in Tilling life and to the Buddha, the teaching, and the spiritual community. By the merit of sharing the teachings, may I achieve Buddhahood in order to help all living beings. I go for refuge in Tilling life and to the Buddha, the teaching, and the spiritual community. By the merit of translating the teachings, may I achieve Buddhahood in order to help all living beings. I go for refuge in Tilling life and to the Buddha, the teaching, and the spiritual community. By the merit of translating the teachings, may I achieve Buddhahood in order to help all living beings.
Just what?
Ganga Shaksa.
Oh, yeah. Tiyan pa den dawa trapa kira. Oh, karsire. Tang bonga shi tala shen jor chis. Daa gindi shi nguyena cha jiba. Sujun chen da rango meba yin dola nyi shi kiwa tila desu. Tang aran zu upi samlu tang dang nani pige. Nyo mo ta chi kiyon kanga yung hai de kane yung gori si ne. So so le ta dang shi wara, rangi rang le ta dang shi wara. Tang bonga shi tala ya. Sambiore. Ti tadan ti ne nga kura kande chi ban nang shin ta gi yomare ti gan to ta ne mang bu chi ta gi yora ani nga ye se ti chaba chi sa gi yu mang bu shi su gi yora ti che le ne te le ne ba shin ta wa chi sa gi yu mang bu so ti ne cha da ong le sa ne ne chen de dan kyo mang bu le ya dong ye nyung gi yora
So Chandrakirti said in his entrance to the Middle Way, first we say I, and then have attachment for the self. Then we think mine, this is mine, and have attachment for Dhamma. And then we have attachment for things. I Brahman, maybe. So then I have, what do I say? I pay homage to compassion for beings who are, for these beings who are helplessly, who are helpless, who are moving helplessly like a, like the buckets of a water, there's a water wheel is what it is. It's the it scoops up the water in a well. So this is expressing that right from the beginning, and we have this appearance of a self, and then we exaggerate, or maybe better to, we superimpose upon it something that exceeds what is actually there, and then so we exaggerate. You can think of that as an exaggerated sense of self, and then based on this exaggerated self, sense of self, then we get involved in both attachment and hostility, and through these then we accumulate karma, and through accumulating karma then we, through this whole process, then we're tied into what we call a cyclic existence.
The Hindu Karsi were the Chitanko Tayo Mare, Tsuatitun Yongan Tayo Mare, Tendisigio Mara. The Naranzu with Tadan de Karta Giorsena, Munel Mangaging and Jutagiora, Trotani, the Nanzu Nilisido Majibakas. Numukion and Malin Jixolas, Talishon Aloy Tonjunas. Numukion some look at some to get the Carlton in Giorsena. Jigsolas and Jigberang Shinchang, Pumbungasi or Amazo, Lucy or Semji or a, and a Tora or a Didir Sam Dushi or a Pumbungasira. There's a ganga the co, Kiji Kiji, Jurajan Gaji Ben, Chimato Yomar, Tugba in Batemba in Bachike Yomarwa, Sobuina co, Kiji Kiji, Kinji Chevora, Chatungure, Chutungure, Lungo Gure, Nalo, Tisamatam Jelega, Tata Chevora, Zako Kiji Kijilia. So, we have to do this. And the nation is so good, and the same day, the nation is so good. And it's all right, you're good. Nimani yu tenge tanda te ngime tanda te tenge tanda maungba tenge dagwa yinpa chiye yu maare. Wale tichi lakta.
So what's being said here is not that the that our way of that the self that we impute to our body and mind, that such a self completely does not exist. What's being said is that we superimpose upon that self an we superimpose this self, or we project this self that in fact does not exist. And so then when you think about it, the self is imputed to the body and mind. Usually we think of the body and mind as being composed of the five aggregates. There's the feeling and form, feelings, discriminations, compositional factors, and finally consciousness. These five aggregates, each one of them is engaged in the activity that makes us alive, really. It's constantly, they're constantly in a constant process that's a state of flux. They're constantly changing and allowing us to to live, and the body and mind operate in that way. But then we have this habit of projecting there amongst those five aggregates, or upon imputing upon those a self that seems to have existed in the past, and it's the same. It's, well, the self of the present seems to be the same self as the self that existed in the past, and it seems to be the same. And we're then assuming that it's the same self that will be existent in the future. So that we have this then mistaken idea of a self that's kind of static, really. And here you can think of it as permanent. So that there's where we have a sense of a mistaken sense.
Marajo samle nalia shu gyab ja o ngange mane yo tanda yo mamba tenge samje nema yo denge tanda yo de mamba tenge risko lo su zingi dwa sam mida bala ta ban zingi ora o ti chigra
ma
o te da na shin ge lu da rang da shin ge lu de ko mi za me rang shin chen lu shi re de ko zang man zin de lu de ko zang ma ngay me lu su de chik shen da zang ma de ching zing ge ora o ta na shin ne mi da ba da dung ya wa so bo de da sem da chwa de su gang gang ga ro su dung ye chi kye chi ge ora dung ye rang shi re de ti me ba che che so so de wa gan jung ne ru shin sam ge do wa mi da ba la ta ban zing se mi sang wa la sang wan zing se dung ye wa la de wa zing se ene ko nga sam za
So then we have this mistake of thinking that the self of the past, present self and the self that's going to exist in the future, are all the same. You know, it's the same self, and we have this very static concept of the self. So that's the idea of permanence. Then there also we view this self as being pure, when in fact it's impure, so we also make that mistake. And then thirdly, we regard all these components of the five aggregates as being the source of pleasure and happiness, when in fact they're the source of suffering, that suffering is always there. And then finally we have a misconception that this self exists from its own side. It has a kind of autonomous or objective existence. We make that mistake as well. So then, based on these mistaken notions, then we get involved in all kinds of faults. Faults are here means the afflictions, like attachment and hostility. So then we're totally involved in the afflictions.
Norkiyo resi wara. Ti norga wange ene nyomo chado kondunga jesi la soba kanga chi. Ani randa shen la nyoba chi eta kanga yongi wara.
So then, we're making a fundamental error here, or erroneous, we have these fundamental erroneous thoughts, right? Those four thoughts. Based upon those, then we engage in all the afflictions, whether it's attachment or hostility or pride or jealousy, and all of these are based upon that. These misconceptions, you can call them misconceptions as well. And then, so then once we generate those kinds of afflictions, then based on those, we get involved in actions towards others that are harmful and only thinking of ourselves. And so all of our actions then are based on these erroneous thoughts, and they're harmful to others.
Pungbule loso rang jia tungbi an dhubi shi, ya pungbi nani shi tse nye yuebe da rang wine dhubi shi yuwa marwa. O dinde mewe samlo de kor na. Anya ko tanda nganzo samlo shenja de chung dhubi ra. Sosu lu dan long ju dan kangal ya shenja de chung dhubi ra. Nga samsa nge samsa sam. Di chung dhubi na ane de kondru se de. Tila teni nipa jenge tisla toa se de ko chung dhubi ra. Tila teni nyomo kanga chung dhubi ra. Tindu nganzu mida dunga tonga da meba se de kumye de samlu nam june tanga de keshimbo re. O di karso re. O tala tata nor ne ne kyan kanga yungu yorwa. Chesan o dindu tagi yo ma re. Mida ba ta go re, dunga ba ta go re, da meba ta go re sungu yora.
So we have this wrong way of imputing things to exist in these various ways, and so counter to those ways of looking at the self, etc. Then we have the idea of impermanence, that things and the self based upon the aggregates, the five aggregates, and the self that's imputed based upon those, then are in a constant state of flux. They're constantly changing. And so then also we have an idea that in what do you say, in as a countermeasure to this, or in opposite, maybe in opposition to this thought that these things are these five aggregates and so forth, or any of our place and our body and all our resources are sources of pleasure or happiness, and in opposition to that, then we understand them as being sources of suffering, sources of suffering. And then in opposition to thinking them as being that the body and ourselves and others are pure, then in opposition to that we understand how these are impure. And then finally, in opposition to the final one, where we think that that our self is somehow exists from its own side or objectively or in its own right, has its own existence, when we can counter that with understanding that things, that the self lacks this inherent or objective existence. So then when we think along those ways, then what happens is that what it does is it reduces our attachment, okay? It reduces our craving for our, you know, and means craving for our place, our bodies, and all our resources. It reduces that kind of craving, attachment, you want to call it, or and so forth. And so then we don't get involved disarms our afflictions and so forth, so we don't get involved in actions motivated by our afflictions.
No, that didn't really do. Then that could be tension driver joint. You then came on board, you saw well tension with you, and then made up and then you do the co, don't you? I never saw about the co, monet and so soon next to Monday, my old native, she was a member. She raised your mother. The inner garage, the one that to the hammer, which change your lot and sing your order. The end to change your loans, but they get to make a gang to us your order. The end to one and next to the tender remendo, tender congresse. And the she gave a rapture town with the medaba, never doing ever, somber tongue, she was dame ever share. And the rapture, now I take it, change you simply. Dog the change if it change you sim.
So then the way we counteract those four misconceptions is through contemplating that everything comes about through dependent arising, that there's a variety of causes that are coming together and they're constantly, everything is produced from that sense of dependent arising. So once we have this, once we have that, then we can counteract these four misconceptions. And then, so this is the very basis for our practice. So then in this commentary, well, in these verses written by Aryadeva, then he starts with how to counteract impermanence and then impurity and thinking of things as being permanent or static, thinking of things as being pure, thinking of things as being pleasurable or sources of pleasure, and then finally, thinking of things as having objectively existent self. These form a way of overcoming the afflictions, and then he goes into talking about in the fifth chapter. That's the first four chapters. The fifth chapter, he's talking about the bodhisattva deeds, what a bodhisattva does, and then in the sixth chapter, he'll be teaching about the afflictions.
Mm.
So then when you think about these six chapters, and you bring them to mind, that through these practices of counteracting the four misconceptions of permanence or staticness and purity, pleasure, and an objectively existent self, and then through those I will develop my wisdom, and then through the what's the topic that's covered by the fifth chapter is the bodhisattva deeds, where the bodhisattva is exchanging this attitude of cherishing oneself for an attitude of cherishing others, and having love and compassion for others. This kind of an attitude, then I will develop through the teachings of the fifth chapter, and then how to oppose the afflictions, learn that through the sixth chapter, and so then I will listen to these teachings and study them and put them into practice, not for my own purpose, not to just achieve my own freedom from the cycle, from cyclic existence, but to free all beings from their suffering and to attain Buddhahood for the sake of all living beings, then I will listen to these teachings today and motivate yourself in that way.
Da chiriba da tezo ge lu le ya kale mambo jamne kange tene ni ngar gi sabe tibe to ta ne nyomo to pa me ba sha gre se nyomo ke ve shi to ka ga pa me ba se ma tem ba se kale ke ku ina ane tar ba to gre se gi do lu sirwe ka tu ge le da nyomo pa ar do ba ka ane lu le kale mambo te sna ne shen ja chung ru du gre ane le sa gi ma re le da nyomo to se ne tarwa tab dure si sheg dua o di ma res pa ka gi dua ani kare res na o di ma re nyomo sem gi nyomo de pa ye tab si che gur ma do lu le ka le tre si bu de gi di ma res ti sheg dua ni tan ja ni nyomo pa ye tab she ba
so this chapter then, if we look at the outline on page 314, is explaining the means to abandon disturbing attitudes, which I call the afflictions, disturbing attitudes and emotions, which prevent the deeds, the bodhisattva deeds. So here, it's divided into these two parts, you see right in the beginning, where the first part is refuting the contention that contaminated actions and disturbing attitudes and emotions are eliminated by tormenting the body with ascetic practices. This is a countering a non-Buddhist attitude that if you get rid of the basis, okay, if you reduce the what these disturbing attitudes and contaminated actions are based upon, i.e. the Buddha, the body, sorry, the body, then you will eliminate the afflictions and contaminated actions themselves. So you should engage in ascetic practices, tormenting the body and so forth. And so then that's the first part is to counter that belief. And then the second part is explaining the means to abandon the disturbing emotions or afflictions.
And then Azoga, Quagga, Ganga, Guba Sama, Tamja, Yong, Shidikares, and Quadres, Corot, Corayena, the Corodigi, and Guba Tamja, Jonga, Guyena, Shidiena, then a Quadi Carl, then Jungres, and a Tilhead and Yamol, Yamot, and Yamuangas of the Held and Yongares. O D, that to Jetene, Guba Tamja Panguna, Quapangur, Quapanguna, and a Quare Judy, to Jelad and Yamon by Nibudi. Nyomo Majea, Nyomo Gwangle, Messiah, or did Sarge Vecedo, Timabso Vecedo, and eh, Dujetuzo, Nyomo Paelia Chargo de Esigora.
So if we look on page 151, if you have your translation in front of you, the first paragraph here is addressing this. Idea, you can say, that non-Buddhists in India, in particular, the context is India, but non-Buddhists anyway, that have through tormenting the body, which is the basis of actions and disturbing emotions, then we will eliminate the free ourselves from the contaminated actions and disturbing emotions. But then the bodhisattvas who act as close friends, okay, that to transmigrators, that means the bodhisattvas are the friends of all beings. They have this attitude of cherishing all beings. So they say, here, the source of all our troubles is actually lies with cyclic existence. It's because we're caught in cyclic existence or samsara that we have all these troubles. And cyclic existence itself is caused by contaminated actions and disturbing emotions. So disturbing emotions, then, if we want to put an end to the to all our troubles, then we have to put an end to the disturbing emotions and attitudes or the afflictions, because these are at the these are what bring about then the contaminated actions. So then we have to go right to the root of what the problem is.
Oh yeah. Da chiriba ge chu lap ge ora. Chiriba zo den de na ne geran de nyomo ke sa shi kan ge de me ba so go do a. Ne nyomo ke ya ge shi de ne lu long ju pu sum so ba lu long che na. Ne de le ten ne nyomo ke ung ro ba. Ne de zo kan ge de pang go do a se ge ora. Ge de de dar na. Rab du chung nam la khang ba chek ba nga ja ba da se. Ne san je chum de de rab du chung so lo. Nyomo paaya ekche do rab du chungu yore, ne rab du chungwa soli ya khangba khangmi mangbu yonge, pe khangmi mangbu yonge, ane kya chenpo tsun, kya kanga pe pyusum sobo soya, tezu na te chogri sondwa kashele. Ane shese roja nima kala yina nyonyu marinda, menda pe kaze ro yada mangbu yonge, tende longche chogri sondwa se. Tene kaso, teta ki te wada, kase roja nima sobo, now, the long chair choked the song, but didn't dig me to ask about it. Cardesna, there's a long chair by any, dead and chairs to be any, Deja Pelkir of Asgora. Oh, Deja Pel and Gure, Tomar, Nazo Devon Nashi Chacha, Deja gave a she, Sula sober you to the Pangures, You gave it the Shaki Vishi, you to Kanga Pangore, yes, you are. Lula Kanga Tiagore, Saya, Tonya, Kanga, Lutosulia, Tinikarsu, Mengatem Basigre, yeah, you make up to do stand, Nimashaju, Sikju, Tendichiora, Tibata, Chidua. Oh, and it trapeola sober, trata to the Shenjan, the Chimbomedo, Tratin, Pashaya, Tania, Tralia.
So then there's a counter assertion here from the this non-Buddhist viewpoint. If that is so, it is unreasonable to give the ordained buildings 500 masonry courses high and food of 100 flavors. This is they're saying that the Buddha was wrong to build these monasteries with many different rooms for hundreds of monks, and also allowing the monks to eat foods of many different flavors, hundreds of different flavors. So that is wrong. Since the reason is that because these place whatever about your body and whatever about your resources, these are sources of, they're pleasurable, they're sources of pleasure. So if you use them, then your shincha means, you can use this word desire, or we can use the word attachment, or even greed or longing, and these kinds of things can be can express this word of shincha. From the outset, one should therefore avoid things that arouse desire. That here, avoiding just means to eliminate them. You know, just completely. You shouldn't have any of these things. And then, in fact, those who undergo overt suffering, through mortifying their bodies with heat and cold, here means they put four different fires and then sit in the midst of this fire and undergo great suffering, physical suffering because of that. And then they let their hair become matted. You can, this one way of looking at this word in the Tibetan, and it has two meanings really. It can also, you know, they let their hair become sort of braided and so forth, and then that's a kind of mortification and self mortification, and also pulling. It can also be understood as pulling the hair out. We're just plucking the hair out. So then those people who do that, those are the real ascetics, and through doing this, they're eliminating the basis for contaminated actions and disturbing emotions, and therefore, in this way, then these actions and disturbing emotions will be eliminated.
Tuba dilia, kangi, you have a teacher, contrapendu de sera, Kantama de Mambu in the cocale in the contrasada. Tugbe toa paid your nase. And then, deve deja garsura, deja pilgrim, teletene, dunga yungre de celia. Oh, da nashi, dube, contrajigre, contrajelia, and the answer to dunga yungre segura, or paid your nase. Chidi, cut up chamin, she, chidi, kiranjane. Dewala long change to shake it on the cadu nyomo pine on the cadu chicale yagi or mare. So bullet to wood on the social teaching get to chūki tāndā lā kādhū nyamu pāñyā chidhū kāwā chīgī yō rē sē yādhī kāndhī rē sē rē kāndhī rē dhī mā rē sē kī wā rā kā rē sē nē tūngē nyōngbā tī kē tūngē jī kū rē tūngē jī kā sō rē yū yī dhū mē wā tī ndē lōng chē bā tī kē kō tūngē jī kī wā rā yī tā nā shē tēwā lā lōng chē kē tū sū kē tēwē tā tī lō kō tūngē jī kī wā rā kādhū pshē nē chūki tāndā lā kālā jiam kē nē nī kā yīn shok dhuwa tūngē nyōng kē tī kādhū chē rē Tewa nyongke de kadu chen menpa kare, nyege chele tungen danda yongke do asige wara.
So then, in the verse here, Aryadeva answers this assertion where he says, if desire increases through pleasure, okay, taking that idea that our attachment, our longing and greed and so forth, these will increase through our craving and so forth, will increase through pleasure. And then anger increases through pain. If we undergo a lot of difficulty and have a lot of, what do you say, I don't have a good word for that, but just things that are, you know, problems, I think maybe we can say. If we're beset by many problems constantly, then what happens is our anger increases. What's happening is that then our pain and our suffering increases in that case. So then, why are those with pleasure not ascetics? And so, and why are the ascetics those with pain? So he's saying if you're really trying to release others from their suffering, then. Why is it that those with pleasure are not ascetics? And then through ascetic practices, then why are those with pleasure not ascetics? And then why is it that those with the pain of the difficulties taken on through torturing the body and so forth, why are those with pain? They don't seem to be eliminating their suffering.
Yeah, that's what you look at the
way. No, I don't know.
Yeah, that's any theory to work. That's all. Lu long zhu la so be te ve se, lu long zhu la so be pi sun so be te zu le te ne, te wa ki gu ra. Te wa le te ne ne, de sha pi gu ren, de sha pi sun na te yong ya ma to ba le ya, dung yen yong gu re. To be ye na te yang jik do ne, me sha ne ya, dung yen yong gu yo ra. De sha pi wa ni gu re shen se. Dewa yudan sheba pangsha yina se, dewa yudan sheba de kyunzi ku panggu de shera, tengi yuwa ma resh kale ya gu de se yuwa ra, pangsha yina se, ni lu sim dukwe chowa pewa ni yuwa, lu dan sim le kange treba yina ya, saye, tungye, kunye, lu sim kale treba, kondu yungu de se yuwa ra, dukwe chowa pewa ni yuwa, deyan panggu na se, da tungye jewe shi deye, tungye deye panggu yuwa re, dewa deye ma yuwa che gu duwa se yuwa ra, ene jusen chi dewa dan demba kadup chen min shins dewa dan demba tile ko kadup kale yung go dwa de che le tung e nyong go dwa sig yo ra ene dung e du we long chen ge tile da ka se la so ba de long chen ge tile tung e yung go ra e ni ga che ge ten da le kadup chen men ba kar re sig yo ra ni ne ni ga kadup chen re ku go re sig yo ra kadup chen min shi se che ba da kala ma se che ni ma ka she se de yo ro kon sam sam la nima sumshi kala masa degi wara. Tene, lui nilagi, lui dozo be cho shile mesha yada nime tsikchu yada tuli kala degi wara. Lui nilagi sirve duba kadub chen chi yin se, o di chogi tundala sen chenge, chogi tundala kala degi tundi kandis reyes gi wara. O di ma reyes gi wara. Nyumon zombala kadub chen shi chaye lui sirwa la mayin onse. Nyumo kondro ngaje chado napsin nusim tezo mebo soyaliya kalle jambe te la kadu chen sa ore se so bo to bo dan so so to bo dan ding de kadu chen sig ma res ra lo de la gudwa.
So if we look at the commentary here, if pleasure from one's body and possessions increases desire or craving and so forth, if you feel like that, and pleasure as well as its causes should be avoided or eliminated, then the physical and mental pain that you put yourself through in these ascetic practices, then they will increase anger, and anger itself then should be avoided too, because it's a source of suffering. If you're saying that the pleasure of body and possessions is a source of suffering, so then why are those who have pleasure not ascetics? So those who have pleasure then are free of their suffering. So then why are they wouldn't choose to be ascetics? And then why is it that ascetics are those who they fast, they you know, stop all their food, and then they experience pain through, you know, sitting in the midst of a fire, or they're sitting in the sun, and so forth. And why are they then? Why are they called the ascetics? Why are they then? Who are just are suffering? Why are they the ascetics? The commentator Gelsate then says those who overcome contaminated actions and disturbing emotions or the afflictions, then those are the real ascetics. This is his own. This is the Buddhist viewpoint, not those who torment the body. So what is he really saying here? What he's saying is that when he says, why are those who have pleasure not ascetics, it's saying that those who mortify their bodies then are experiencing a lot of suffering. Then actually those who indulge their desires and pleasures will eventually, as a result of such overindulgence, they themselves will also suffer. So why aren't they ascetics as well? Because they're suffering, they'll be suffering as well. So we tend to think that people who have a lot of power and so forth, like a king would, or just a ruler, has a lot of pleasure and so forth. But in fact, if when you really think about it, really analyze it, that they have to worry about making war and doing and protecting themselves against invasions, and they have so much that they have to worry about that in fact, although they might have some forms, some some pleasure. What if you really examine it, they're suffering. They have to suffer greatly from all the worry and so forth. So then they are really ascetics.
Kadu ge mari ti ne cha chu ten du ten du zul ti sem ge yo mari chi lo ka le shi da yo da ani chi pa chu du sing ma ne sing ge mo gu re sem je du ge lo ma so so ke ke gu re ti ko zo ye kadu che ti ba ta gi yo re bes gi yo re o du gu ma re sen na lo sem de le ya nyo mo jo me le ka le ge bu ne che yu ten da ka wa che gi yo re se chi lo de ka wa che ma re se gi yo da ten da de
so the Buddhist assertion is really that you're not practicing asceticism or undergoing spiritual hardship, if you want to think of it that way, by bringing a lot of trouble to your body and mind and undergoing great difficulties. This is not going to eliminate your disturbing emotions, your afflictions. The real ascetic practice is just like Shantideva says in his sixth chapter. He says, there is no ascetic practice or spiritual hardship like patience. If it's an internal, it's not doing things externally. It's an internal practice where you're That's where asceticism, that's where the spiritual hardship is, when you're trying to overcome your afflictive emotions internally. That's where the difficult hardship comes about.
Kansa ji kebar la changbe yuan de chung yin nang la si duwa. Kansa la tue gire. Kansa kashi liya ko shenja chenbe yuan na ti maa chaya tanda la kale tosi kyabchu na yaga yuan na ko ti chi ko re. Kansa kashi yaan ti kale jemna ko kongchu yuan ya ngima na ko pe kumshi tante ku yakbu chi de yuan na namsa tezu mewa chi shiyan na ko la kale yuan ra kongchu chi gira. Tene ko pengi marwa. Tezu liyaan ko nawa yuan re. Kansa ji kebar la tue de. Tende yungu yuwa resi yuwa ra. Kandu resi na. Chumde dejen dusha jiwa kakbe chidu kansa ye kebar la changbe yuende chungi nang la se. Shedan chen nam la se. Changbe yuende zu kale mambu yuwa ra. Kale mambu yuwa ne ko kondru sangi tu zu ten kondru pe ne nyamu duju pa shen ko nyamu shek ndugu ra. Tende tezu le ya tende tende chegu ma resi yungu yuwa re ya. Shedan chen nam la shedan jiwa kakbe chidu sedan shogu so jano ba nang we. Nyumon jombe shagyaba nam kuna gadub chen yin oos. Nangi nyumon de kansa kebali teni nyumon jombe yati liya gadub chen sigiri ees. Kansa la tachigdu kashi liya kale gyabur ees. Changbe yunde chung yisi de kale gyay yati rwa. Ne dan di longji tuzul di chet.
So then here in the next verse, the supermundane victor gave certain individuals 12 rules of training to prevent desire. To prevent anger, he gave the angry fine food, clothing, and so forth. So for some people, the Buddha had not really 12 rules. Maybe you can think of them as 12 practices where they restrained themselves, and so then these practices of self-restraint then helped them. If the Buddha basically is giving certain instructions to those people who have this problem, and then those who have that problem, and so when you have too much attachment and craving and so forth, then there are certain rules, certain practices that they would follow in order to reduce their craving, and then in order to reduce the anger certain of his followers would just had a very a lot of anger, then he would give them more, something like fine food and clothing and so forth. So if they were, as long as they felt they weren't under, and giving them a good place to stay, that as long as they felt they weren't having a lot of, anger comes about through having a lot of difficulties. And so then if they were relieved of their difficulties and having more comfort, then they didn't have so much anger. So therefore, it's only the Shakyas who conquer disturbing emotions that should be called, only the Shakyas who conquer disturbing emotions should be called ascetics. So then Shakyas here means the followers of the Buddha. And so those who, and then in this way, then they're overcoming their affliction. So really, they're the ones that should be called ascetics. In short, these 12 rules are given to those who have a lot of craving and so forth to help them to be the craving that they have is for a place to stay and food and then where they sleep, so then, or the way in which they sleep. So seeing that they have these kinds of problems, then the Buddha gave these 12 rules in order to help them to control these, to overcome these kinds of problems. And then of course, if you have a lot of suffering, then your anger is going to increase. So then, the Buddha had to counter that kind of problem as well. So the Buddha had these rules for for those who had problems with being too attached to the pleasures. And so, but it wasn't for everyone. He understood that those who, if certain people, if they it would be cause them too much suffering, then they would just, it would increase their anger. So he would be much more liberal, or what do you say, give him more. He would relax those rules for such people. So then he had these rules, for example, with regard to clothing, food, and the place in which we were going to stay. So with regards to food, he would have people. For the place where they would sleep, then he would make it so that they couldn't like lie down. You'd sleep sitting up, and then there are other hardships for those who, you know, for eating, for instance, you couldn't like get up in the middle of the meal. You had to take exactly what if you did get up, then you couldn't come back to eat. Then if you wanted, then you had to go out and beg alms. Then also, another one was, I'm forgetting the third one, but there's different examples of restricting your eating in that way. And also with clothing, for instance, or the place you're staying, for instance, you'd stay out in the, you had a rule to stay out under the trees, and you couldn't stay in a house that was, you know, had a roof on it, and these kinds of rules. And then with regard to clothing, you had to have very simple garments that were, you'd take the rags of other people and sew them together, and so you would live like that. These are the kinds of rules that the Buddha would give to some of his followers who really had some difficulty with craving, to reduce their craving. What was it? I still can't think of that third one, but anyway, that's okay.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Even nowadays, there's examples of people engaging in these practices, like in sleeping, and there's one geishi in Ladakh who just had a box, you could say, and he would sit in that box, and he wouldn't go outside of that box and just fall asleep at the night. That was the way he was sitting up in meditation posture. And then there are people in the south of India in the monasteries there who will sleep out in the trees and so forth. Then there are examples even about nowadays that people engaged in these practices.
Mo dinyang kansa kangal nang gumarwa kansa khondro chen da ko ngema ko
So then, but those who are, have a sort of angry, quarrelsome kind of nature, then they're forbidden from doing any of these practices, which would only increase their anger.
Puram so toba shino se nyomu tsirwe dida chimar dewa nazo toban gyuro se chisa nyomun jomiyali nangi kongru da nga jeda chado da tezupa jomiyali ya ene katum shen sigri he jarwa ene purshin de puram shing agura puram dindri tirji ene ko di ya ko ene puram da chini da mambu suhura saye o dindri soto gure tina shi nyomun badila pa kale kyamni pa panyake chungru tanya tabshi chabiye na
So the example here is of crushing sugar cane, really, where it says here, just as one gets sugar and so forth by crushing sugar cane, all kinds of happiness in this life and in the future are gained by crushing the disturbing emotions. Then, so this practice overcoming or reducing your afflictive emotions is if you when you do that, then you're producing all sorts of benefits for both yourself and others. You have happiness for both yourselves and others. So, so it's similar to the idea that sugar cane, when crushed, you get sugar and you get syrup and various forms of candy cane and so forth.
Oh yeah. Da nyeba nyomo bon tap shek do. Nyomo kan des pang gure tap shek do. Tele ya tene nyomo ngen gyuru apon ya chu da sabe chung ne chim besu. Nyomo danda danda ngo de gyuru ma ju je ka ya ge tap shi chi gi wa res. Nyomo tsawa de me ba su je ko tsawa ne gi gyu me nge su ni yo res yo do.
So there's the next verse here is going to talk about how to eliminate the afflictions and then, or the disturbing emotions. So the one there's a way of going about that eliminates them sort of superficially, and then there's a way of eliminating them just from the root, eradicating them. So here, we'll start with the way to abandon the manifest disturbing emotions. And so there's five ways that are explained here about in a general explanation of how to eliminate the three poisons, which means attachment, hostility, and ignorance.
Oh yeah. That was that I'm with the red one there.
So it starts with this, as you can see in the outline on page 314, with the functions of the three poisons must be understood. So if you understand what the function of attachment is, then you'll be able to eliminate it. If you understand the function of anger, then you're able to eliminate it. And you understand the function it's translated as confusion here, ignorance, then you'll be able to overcome it. Or what do you say? Yeah, eliminate.
다디 마방시도 도샤레니 드바데스 도샤데게 자와글레 가르지오스나 코 잘한다 없이네다 아니 소소치게 도부좀이네데 가리네데 식베 추용예게디에 고고디에 고고디에 고선 드버시그레시라 도샤레니 드바데스 초에레네 쩨바데 콘도데 가르지오스네 신다 쩨바쩨 메기버스 바 갑디체 디치그레시고라 티모레네 Sundays, Joaquin La Lunchin do Timulene Sundays. Timude, Joaquin La Sadelayan, did the Tabuso that in the Long de Cuguera, Medellin Barshu Simple by Long de Cuguera, Chutamusuela Long de Cuguera, Jansa Chu Desucangalia, Medozula, Long de Cangal Cucuguera, Desora, Desucangaya, Sir, Desria Pelchu, Desiora, or Dinashi Timudege, Desada Conduda. Majela Sobatia Peljugio. Timugares, you take on the Gashemba, Taban Zimba, Tadan Zimba, Tameva Lamomba, Midaba Lamomba, Missama Lamon, the Cochinji Lot of Zingiora. A dilettant any does a condom, I get Congregiora.
So here we have in the verse the activity of attachment is acquisition. You want things, you want friends and companions and so forth, this kind of attachment to things and others. Then also anger's activity is conflict. Here, anger is involved doing whatever you can to sort of get even count, what do you say? What's the word? All the different activities that come out through anger in order to bring about basically a conflict with the person or persons that you're angry at. And then, as wind is to all the elements, so confusion's activity is to nurture. Nurture here has a sense of increase and to increase the problem. So confusion we were talking about earlier is a translation here for ignorance. And ignorance, as we mentioned, is at the basis for all the afflictions. And it's just like the wind. Wind is an element that's necessary to have with earth, that's necessary to have with fire and so forth. So all the elements require this kind of wind property. So it's the same for and increases the other elements through that activity. It's the same for ignorance, and ignorance, and we mentioned, is being increased through the four activities, the four misconceptions of thinking that things are permanent or static, and thinking things and people are permanent and static, and also thinking that the body and so forth is pure, and that all our resources and place and body and so forth are sources of pleasure when they're not, and then also having the idea that there's a objectively existent self when there's not. These kinds of misconceptions then are the things that are increasing our ignorance, so then eliminating those.
Then Jibati Loginda. Then one, the Chai Chileni, Simjenda, Simjen Mimbe Mubu, Duba de Sidua, Simjenda, Mita, Mambuque, Dugiorda, and then we were challenged of them with the Kanga Kuyora, Duba de Nimbu, Miduba Gombada, Chabe, Yudubishina. ne midu ba da yidu myo ba komba gu ya da kor da longje pon ne kor mang bu da chala mang bu chen de ji gu midu sa pa jin be be pa pa gu yor si ga da cho ye le de ka re ne thap jin chwe ba shen da da ya re ja chwe ba chwe ya chwe ba si de ra ba ba su shi che de ne bu cham ba kom ba da pa jo ti li ya cham ba kom gu re si ga da ko shwe ba de kadu gi na ne chok de gi ba yin sung da de za ko de ne bu li ya pa jo ti li ya Mandrik was a chair, Zanko, Saka Kumjura. Mandrik was a Kashi attendance. Mother Kazi delivered attendations. My condo saga medusa, Miss Yinaya, devil medusa college at Lago. The condo saga medusa, condo masana, and it's Saka Kumne, teacher in order to share your marva. The condo the saga medusa. In a simple devil medo college at Lago. Saba kumkiri se karanya. Jadi kondo saya memang saya kumkiri se. Ina kalau cerita, tiada ko nyoda siapa dia lihat saya makum na. Yuk macam mana saya kumyo maro. No dire, tapi no jua dia dia soal. Choye leh ni tak jenis choye bade. Dia ni boleh campak kumpa dah. Ida tumbe zula kanglo saba longju ba. Kurang sem dah tumbe aja kondo saba dah kurang kare kare ni. Tina Shinji Shavu Reshara. Mela Sokwe Junga Kuenla Lungi Top Jeba Shindu Taki Lapsa Inba. Lungi Ya Medan Sada Chukanga Lungi Ko Tang Rindu Yada Shukchir Rindu Yada Pento Yada. Timu Ki Le Ni Chakta Nige Timu Ki Le Gade Kadesne Chile Kadesne Doja Da Kondu Nige Ki Suende Ba Ya Shukchir Tanya De Reshara. Te Nimbu Kari Kongu Resne Tente Timu Ki Nimbu De La Tenshin De Marjo. Kyujingi tenshin trepar chunga re, midhagwa re, yidhunga ke ma re, yundrungi re, tindra samtang guya ra.
So here in the commentary it talks about, gives more meaning here, where explains the meaning more closely. Here, desire's activity is to acquire both animate and inanimate. It means both things and, you know, sentient beings. Usually nowadays we avoid this word desire. The translators do so. We use the word attachment, or longing, or something like that. Greed and lust and all these are included in that meaning of that word, or translation of that word. So its antidote is to meditate on repulsiveness, that the things that you want and are attached to, then have you're meditating on them as being, you know, unattractive and so forth, and then to give up one's circle of friends and one's possessions. Here means that you're gradually reducing your circle of friends and possessions. Here, anger's activity is strife and conflict. So anger has this this activity of you know, wanting to strike back, and so then you get involved in all sorts of strife and conflict, and this is coming about through, some people say, well, I'm, you know, this doesn't really bother me, but I have to say something, you know, that's not really, then one hasn't really become patient when one has that feeling. So that patience means that you eliminated wanting to, say something in return, and so then cultivating love and is an antidote to as a way to counteract anger, and then using houses and so forth means that one's life means this sort of that idea of giving comfort and so forth to reduce the suffering, or its antidote, and then. Just as wind increases the strength of fire and other elements, confusion's activity is to nurture both desire and anger. So that just as we were mentioning that it's that at the basis of the other elements, you have wind, like to increase the strength of fire and to help earth to give rise to plants and so forth. You have to have some kind of this kind of wind is a translation, or motility, you can think of it just movement. And as wind, let's see, and so then confusion's activity is to increase both nurture, both attachment and anger or hostility, is another way of translating that. So then it's at the basis of all the main afflictions, and it, or the basis of the afflictions. So then its antidote is meditation on dependent arising and so forth. So if you think about dependent arising and all the different causes and conditions that go into things and how it's a complicated, what do you say, the existence of anything comes about through a complex of causes, then that's a way to overcome this ignorance.
No, the petal ya chu simbu me se ba shinus ko na mi thun ba si si yora.
So then the example for this then is like killing a sea monster with fire, something that a sea monster doesn't like.
Da gan zu yige nyemo negam ngin jura me so yora cha on me so de tong ba ni to gu yora negam ngin jura me so de le ten zeng ne ne ten zeng ni ba de shege yora.
So then we're not talking about getting rid of the afflictions from the root. We're really talking about how to eliminate the afflictions just sort of in a more superficial way. So the next one is talking about the antidotes to the three poisons. No, sorry. Chichena de la Chagra, I don't know. We have, before going on to the next verse, we could go on to the next verse, but perhaps there's some questions. I don't know if anybody has questions. If you wanted to ask any questions, then this would be the time to do that. We got some time left here. Okay. Then if you don't, then we'll go ahead. Okay. Dr. So then we'll continue with the third verse here. Yeah, it's the second of the topics under the general explanation of how to abandon the three poisons.
Oh, then you to some pang of it, you send this to some de nimble you and chisel function as a deja condo timo dozo. Nimble the yard, a commerce or at the yard a day. Commerce so go as a medoas yoda. Culture mares over us. Deja unedigidua, condo unedigidua. Any Michibe move a tonsy that tonsy unedigidua.
So then there's kind of an assertion here. So we got a question here. Even though everybody didn't ask a question, we still have a question. Though there are antidotes to the three poisons, why should one get rid of them? Excuse me. I think I'm going to sneeze right into the microphone. But anyway, okay. So even you have these, countermeasures for the three poisons. Why do we need to get rid of the three poisons? What's the big deal if we have attachment and hostility and ignorance? What's the big deal?
Tungesura. Oh, Tene. Matrepale. matre pala ndesha ne tungye se kdwa ndesha de wange mi mangbu mi lya tungye mangbu yongyo re che ra kare sne ko chakbe yede mato ba da tomne tren do ya da o dinde ti che che ko tungye mangbu yongyo re se ti ende ko tungye de kare yongyo do ta na kondo da ndesha da mi shi be wange tele ten yongyo do wa se yo na ende matre pala ndesha ne tungye se ra Debe yudi de mache pang, chen na chen duwa la sokwe. Tungi mangpo yungi hore se kona. Deba kaze che na titen tsangu tungi mangpo yungi hore.
Na,
ne. Tungi se. Pungmi le, cho du se, kondro de. Ani kondro se, pacho de le neba jie kwe sam. Ani neba jie tuwe ke pung de neba me ne. Ne ko tungi yungi hore. Ta kare che wana se kol chik neba jie kwe neba jie me du ne ya. Wache za. Pungmi le, cho du se kwa. Pajo di le soso neba jie tuya ke pung neba meba le teni ane ko kondro sen tunghe ji gare se ke wara. Yung me she le timu di kare se ne zu di mashin be wange. Ane ne zu di mashin le soso sem ke tatang di nor ne ane kondro da nga jie da chado di jie soso soso mi ji mi ji ba su kanga tene yung do se ke wara. Yung me she le timu di se. Ne zu yung su mashin be wange timu di ke tunghe ji ke wara se ra. Teda ki, teda meto se, muda di maj lo, den dreba di lo shan tigera.
So, just as the first line here says, in the verse says, a desire is painful because of not getting. So, the example is, you want whatever you want and you're trying to get and you're attached to, and then these things, or you're longing for, or you're craving, and these things won't come about easily, you know, and when you don't get them, then it causes you a lot of pain, a lot of discomfort, a lot of suffering. So the short answer is because they produce suffering. And so then desire or longing or craving and so forth, these attachments and so forth are painful because of not getting. And then the anger is painful through lack of might. When somebody makes you angry, and then you're thinking, I need to get even, and then you just don't have the ability to get even with the person. Then you just have to think about, well, how am I going to get even? And this is, you know, very difficult. And how should I get even with them? And then and this also is very painful. And then confusion is through not understanding. So if because of this, these are not recognized, means that it's through confusion or ignorance that you don't see what the problem is with attachment and hostility, and so then through not recognizing, you know, the difficulties of those, then you get also a lot of suffering arising.
Oh yeah, that's the way to look at that. Panguya, Nimbuyo, the Panguya Maris, the Pangu Resgora, Panguya Caris, Tunget and Dugio Maris, Tunget and Dugget, Tunget and Maris over there. There's a Tungeti use and take a Pangu Resgora. Tungeti Vesero.
So then, you know, in answer, I think in the Tibetan, I'm sorry, that the response to the question, to the assertion, is after the verse. So then it says, you know, well, these are producing suffering, and we don't want suffering. We want to reduce our suffering. So then we have to eliminate our afflictions.
Chowe tunghe je desi. Da pacho de chato re che chi kondru se chi chi neba shi kye go sam kye madu ene ko semde yungu yora. Yungu di indi tunghe je se. Tunghe shimu yonso meshe bale timu ge tunghe je de. Timu se ko nezu meshe bade si yora. Nezu meshe bade wangi tunghe kanga kondru nga ye chato kanga samlo tanya che na. Nezu di mashe bache sozo tatan de nor ne kye yora.
Desire, if we read the commentary here, Desire produces suffering when one does not encounter what one badly wants. So again, it's that idea of not getting what you're craving, and you're then worrying about that and thinking about that, then you have a lot of suffering. And then anger produces suffering when one lacks the might to crush the strong here, when you don't have the ability to get even, and then it produces a lot of suffering because then you're just thinking about, well, what should I do, and what can I say, and all these kinds of things come up. And so this causes a lot of suffering. And then confusion induces suffering when one fails to understand a subtle matter thoroughly. So it's again, ignorance of the afflictions and particular attachment and hostility that then gives us a lot of suffering as well through this failing to understand. So, in fact, it's anger that causes us to, many people, to commit suicide. Because you get so worried about how to get back at whatever it is that's causing your anger, and you can't come up with a way of doing it. You feel helpless, and then people commit suicide in that circumstance. When you examine, then it's really that ignorance or confusion that's causing us to engage in these, either it's anger or because we don't understand that it's anger that's giving us all the trouble when we're trying to think about how to get even and what we should do, and then we don't understand that it's really attachment and craving that's giving us the problem. The example here for attachment, you know, because we're not getting what we want, and this example of the poor man's son who suffered because he wanted a queen when he saw this very wealthy ruler and saw the beautiful queens, and there was no way for him to get it, and so he suffered. It's just we, through confusion, then we don't understand that these afflictions then through their activity or whatever their function is or activity is are bringing us a lot of suffering.
Yeah.
So then, as we're out of time here, and then I don't know, there didn't seem to be any questions earlier. Then if you have questions, then you can.
Any duty, I'm going to go to the show some duty, maybe so then. tumi de mae chan do ra
ten
de thap shi che song go ra
ne
ga ne ga bla
so then what Ari Dave is saying here is really that you really have to understand, well, you have to examine, it's really check what it is that's causing you to be unhappy. Okay, what is it that's causing your suffering, and so then you can look at the, you know, it's not getting, you know, what I'm craving, or you know, it's because I can't, you know, respond to, I can't get back at, or what do you say, I can't retaliate to somebody who's causing me a lot of unhappiness, and then it's because of just confusion about this that then I'm getting involved in a lot of difficulty and suffering. So it's really, you have to recognize through examining what it is that's causing your suffering. There's no questions, it seems. So.
So
then, so then, like I was saying, that you can, if you have any questions, you're welcome just to send an email.
You can always email them.
Yeah, just email your question if it occurs to you later on. I'd be happy to ask Geshe-la. So then, Jugma Khonsa email that down then.
Oh, dude.
So then we'll dedicate any kind of merit that we've attained through this class. I dedicate all this virtue to emulate the knowledge of the hero Manjushri and likewise Samantabhadra as well, with whatever dedication is praised as supreme by all the conquerors who traverse the three times. I also dedicate all my roots of virtue for the sake of auspicious deeds.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Did you take it?
No.
I thought you said it.
This one.